Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Monday, November 3rd, year of our Lord 2025. And my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:14 and change. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it because our president puts the American people first. A novel concept. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John Basiliga and one of his great companies, Eastern Roofing Systems, like William Eckrote of Wanamie, Arazio, Pat Pasquale, Calurso, Old Forge, Thomas Biter, Danville, the United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, irreplaceable, amazing founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. Freedom couldn't be parceled out to groups. It couldn't be controlled by government or government officials because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Even if 60 Minutes over-edits in favor of a Democrat candidate. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because we had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. Yeah. This Bob Cordaro Show, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And our commitment to common sense ensures that we will provide for the balance of this morning a sanctuary of sanity for you to enjoy in a world where an entire political party, the Democrat Party, their leadership has gone insane. Yeah. And where world leaders and establishment figures are trying to ruin your life to better theirs. So we gavel to order this meeting of the club, we'll get it done, all right? You can bathe, you can luxuriate, or you can simply enjoy the sanctuary of sanity we provide. But it's all there for you. Yeah, that montage tells you everything you need to know. It's almost tiring to show what liars, hypocrites, and phonies the Democrat Party are. It's exhausting. I mean, there's Barack Obama. And they're cheering him on. Cheering him on. He will not bend. He will not let the Republican Congress negotiate by shutting the government down. And here they are today saying the exact opposite and lying about it. And then you have that dumb congresswoman who didn't even know what the hell she was talking about. She got sent out to the media with her talking points and didn't realize they were false. These are like people actually trying to lead the country. Frightening. Absolutely frightening. Well, we got Monday Musings today with John Perillo. He's going to talk a little bit about the redistricting, gerrymandering in Louisiana and how it affects what's happening. And then, of course, it's Election Day. So a couple of times today, I'm going to give you some thoughts on choices. Obviously, depending on where you live. I'm going to look around here. I got to see if we have a sample ballot. We have such horrible newspaper that, you know, we don't. It doesn't publish today. Like the day before election, you think they might make an exception, but the newspapers are so awful that we don't have it. But I will tell you, one of the races I'm really focused on, and we're hoping to talk to him today, Gene Barrett. Independent candidate for mayor in the city of Scranton. We've got to get rid of this awful mayor. And she wants to use us as a platform to become a left-wing lunatic congressperson, which is her goal all along, was to get into national politics. She was desperately trying to get the Kamala Biden crew won, to get some sort of major appointment in Washington. She's had enough. She was never interested in being the mayor, which is one of the reasons why she's been such an awful mayor. A friend of mine was driving through the city. Okay, he's a former Scrantonian. And his 7-year-old daughter, who had never lived here, she said, "Daddy, why are there so many holes in the roads?" It's just like she didn't get it. And what do you tell? Well, we have an awful mayor who doesn't do her job and never wanted the job except to go advance herself. And by the way, she doesn't live in Scranton either. So it's like, what? My word. Somebody said, "Don't worry, Bob, the local papers will have a sample ballot published on Wednesday." I know. That's about right. Whew. I don't know. So, yeah, Daddy, why are there so many holes in the roads? If that doesn't tell you you got to vote for Gene Barrett, nothing does. Literally nothing. By the way, quickly, maybe I'll get into it a little bit later. I did wear the orange prison jumpsuit costume for the parties I went to, the Halloween parties Friday night. Yeah, I did. Oh, and then last night, we went with the Paluchis, and our friend Leah joined us as well. But we went to the Old Brook. Oh, my. I can't even say how fabulous it was. I can't even describe it. It was so good. Everything was great, but I got this bone marrow combined with this is, again, it's a selective taste. It was bone marrow and steak tartare combination. I mean, two of the things I love the most. It was unreal. And now Chauncey's enjoying the bone, too. There's only so many bones he could have, and this bone is like you couldn't break it with a sledgehammer. But, the Old Brook, just fabulous. I brag about these places. I'm not kidding you when I brag about these places. This was even, it's better every time I go, the Old Brook. It really is. Somebody said, "I gave Gene a vote on Friday and wish him and us luck. Yes, we need the luck. We need the luck. We had some people going away today, and they said they had voted for Gene. Some friends of mine, old friends of mine, were at the Old Brick, and I was like, yeah, man, we got to save the city. We'll take a break, though. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Let's hear from our great sponsors. A little music, a little history, and then we'll be back. 570-883-0098.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Bulldog, you know we've got to play the Putin version of Blueberry Hill. Well, you know that. But Murph tells us Fats Domino, he had the number one R&B hit this date, 1956, with Blueberry Hill, which was popularized years later by Vladimir Putin. That's the one everybody knows. This is actually Vladimir Putin singing. See, he even Vladimir Putin could take time off from being an evil dictator for a little bit of fun. Dear Lord. Oh. Bob LTS, somebody texted, I'm working the polls tomorrow. I'll let you know periodically the turnout. Thank you, Kim. Yeah, that's the problem, guys. That's the problem. We've got to vote no for the three Supreme Court justices. We've got to vote no for them. We've got to vote for Maria Batista. We've got to vote for Matt Wolford. Matt Wolford for Commonwealth Court. Maria Batista for Superior Court. I heard his commercial just now, Walter Griffith, if you're in Luzerne County, for Luzerne County Controller, done a great job, and transparent as all hell, let you know what's going on without fear or favor. Mayor in Scranton, if you're in Scranton, Gene Barrett. He's the only opposing candidate that can win, and it's important that we defeat this mayor. Mayor, many names. By very credible reports, doesn't even live in the city. Somebody pointing out that they've got an absolute mess over on Maple Street in the South Side. I've got a mess on North Webster Avenue in Scranton, in the Hill section. It's crazy. I'm telling you. This is just an awful, awful mayor. And instead of paving the streets with the money that we were given, by the way, not an extra penny were we given compared to the rest of the country in the Biden buy your votes giveaway, which caused massive inflation. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. It's sad. So we got to get Gene Barrett in there. The city, we're dependent on it. We really are. We've got to win this race. And Lackawanna County Commissioner, we got to get Chet Murley in there because we've got to save Lackawanna County government from the boy king, Billy Gaughan. He's destroying it. And the only one that can change it is Chet Murley with Chris Chermak. It's the only way anything can change. Somebody says, hey, Bob, just tuned in, LTS. Thank you for always remembering our veterans on your show. Can you remind your listeners to vote not to retain? Vote no. They've got that great music man checking in on that point. They've got that great no, 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 no commercial for the three Supreme Court justices. Disgraceful people. Disgraceful judges. Let's be more accurate. Yeah. Somebody said, when I lost my campaigns, wait, I lost it already as another trove of texts came in. When I lost my campaigns and people insisted I was just upset I lost, I always replied, I can accept losing as a candidate. What hurts is losing as a constituent. Yeah. Again, people think you're running for yourself. And many, 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 most of the politicians I oppose are running for themselves. And a personal agenda like Mayor Cognetti in Scranton. And they don't care about the people or what they could do for them. That's why you get a seasoned veteran who's had military, private, enterprise, and government experience like Gene Barrett. And you say, here's the guy. He's not out for anything. He's not looking to run for the next office. He's looking to do the job. That's refreshing. So, yeah, I agree with you there. But, yeah, vote no, 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 just like the music man says on these Supreme Court justices. They are awful, absolutely awful. And they're spending big-time left-wing money to try to keep their jobs, which they don't deserve. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We're going to come back, and we're going to do our first veterans tribute of the show. And so much coming up. It's a Monday. We're back. It's Election Eve.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and his first and his biggest company, Eastern Roofing Systems. Headquartered in Jessup, they're one of the largest and they are the best commercial, institutional, and industrial roofing companies in the Eastern United States. And guess what? Because they're headquartered in Jessup, they'll come to your house, your small building, and they'll roof it for you using all of that expertise. Eastern Roofing Systems. Bloomsburg American Legion has a stone out front that says, what is a veteran? I'm going to add to it just a little bit. It says a veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, peacetime or wartime, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. William Eckroat, he was just 62 when we lost him to cancer October 22nd. He was surrounded by his family and friends in his final day at home, filled with love, exactly as he wanted it to be. Bill lived every moment of his life just that way. He fought his cancer fiercely for many years, all the while smiling, laughing, and taking care of people. Bill served in the United States Army for 4 years. Then he was a heavy equipment operator before an 11-year career as a corrections officer at State Correctional Facility in Dallas, retiring in 2011. Bill enjoyed long rides on his motorcycle. He loved to travel, build things. Most of all, he loved doing small acts of kindness and giving gifts to his friends and family. He survived by a number of family members, including his two children, his six grandchildren, and so many others, and many, many friends. William Eckroat, our Veterans Tribute this hour, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker, our man. Today, partly sunny with a chance of a late-day shower. He says it's going to get up to 60. He may be right because it's 51 outside the studio as I speak. Excuse me. Tonight, partly cloudy, 42. Tuesday, partly sunny and breezy, 57. Wednesday, morning sun, then cloudy with a chance of scattered showers in the afternoon, 60 degrees. So a pretty pleasant November forecast by our man Snedeker. Well, I told you how important this mayor's race is in Scranton. And my candidate is Gene Barrett. He's in the military. He served this country for years in our military. He's been in private industry. He's been in all levels of government. And he's running to be the mayor of Scranton. Isn't that novel? Well, it's not the case right now with the current incumbent. And here he is, our friend Gene Barrett. Gene, how are you?
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Well, you're used to some of these last-minute races to get votes and all of that and get organized. Yeah. So I'm sure you're in the middle of all that.
Yeah, in the middle of all of that, big effort to get ready for tomorrow, you know, organizing all the polls and who's going where and what needs to be covered the best and so on and so forth. So that's what we've been doing all weekend.
Well, Gene, how have you enjoyed the campaign? Every time I see you, you seem to be enjoying yourself. Jumping up and down. That's not your style, but you seem to be enjoying it.
I am. I think it's an important time in the city's history. That's for darn sure. And I think the primary issue right now, I would hope in the voters' minds is, should the mayor get reelected, Mayor Cognetti, she gets sworn in early January and sworn in at the front door of City Hall and walks in and turns around and walks out the back door. To run for Congress.
I know. So, and she had the arrogance to announce it prior to this election. It was stunning.
And as time has gone on over the last several weeks, since shortly after Labor Day when she did announce that she intended to run for Congress in 2026, then I think people now are the last couple of weeks, those are the comments I'm getting back.
Yeah.
You can't run for two jobs at once, and eighth congressional district consists of five counties, and there's just no way you can do it. You can't be a full time mayor and have a full time campaign for Congress.
It's absolutely stunning that someone would announce that they don't want to be the mayor when they're running for mayor. And this has been planned for over a year, and it becomes even more offensive. She lied that she said, I just saw Rob Bresnahan's vote on whatever, and I had to run. She was already hired people.
She's been running. She set up a national network over the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And when they read the campaign finance reports from back in May, it's obvious. It just jumps right off the page. It's a bit of a contradiction in terms. I mean, I want to be your mayor, and oh, by the way, I'm going to run for Congress. So it's just almost an oxymoron.
Yeah.
I don't know if
Gene, I was telling the story of a friend of mine from out of town, and he brought his kids back to show them Scranton. And his seven-year-old, and this is not made up, his seven-year-old said, Daddy, they're driving around Scranton. She said, Daddy, why are there so many holes in the roads?
Really? Yeah.
It was like an Art Linkletter moment, you know.
There you go. But, the mayor didn't fall out of bed one morning and say, geez, I want to run for Congress. You know what's involved in that kind of an effort. It's a huge effort. That's what she's been concentrating on. And so should she be reelected, just like it's been for the last several years, there's going to be a de facto mayor. It's not going to be the person that the people voted for. And she's going to walk out the door and try to get elected to Congress. There's no way that she cannot do that. I mean, it's going to require all of her time and attention. And it's not going to be for the benefit of the voters of Scranton. It's going to be for the benefit of Paige Cognetti and no one else. And that's what it's been all about all along.
Well, without doubt. When she left school board, as soon as the going got rough and some tough decisions had to be made, she just vanished from the school board. She just vanished. Yeah. And I'm like, what?
When I talked to the board members that were on there at that time and interviewed her, she had committed to completing the full term of that vacancy, which she didn't do. She stayed several months, and then when things got a little rough, she skedaddled. You know, she just left. But she did commit to staying, but she didn't.
And I, as a Scrantonian, have observed the deterioration, the increase in crime, the deterioration of our public facilities, the failure to even get a pool built at NAOG, with boundless amounts of money, endless amounts of money provided by the federal government, and couldn't get anything done. It's stunning.
Yeah, we've been out without the pool there at NAOG, which was always a key factor and one of the things that we had a reputation for of having that first class facility for I think well over 5 years now at this point.
Yep.
And it's been under construction for approximately 8 months, and it's roughly 50% complete. But the opening is timed for the spring of 2026, and that's how she has a plan.
Yeah, for Congress. Well, we wish you the best of luck, Gene Barrett.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
And don't hesitate to call in tomorrow just to let us know where you're at and what you're up to, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Gene Barrett, our candidate for mayor of the city of Scranton, he has to win for our sake. He really does, for all of the people in Scranton. And it, by the way, the impact goes far beyond that. It goes far beyond that. We'll take a break. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show. Murph tells us this date, 1957, Danny and the Juniors released their hit At the Hop. Not a bad song, huh? Right? And we're back. Bob Cordaro Show. I was talking to you about these judicial races and how important they are. And I told you about Maria Batista and Matt Walford. Matt Walford for Commonwealth Court, Maria Batista for Superior Court. And we've had them on a number of times. They're just outstanding candidates. And Matt is with us now as he continues his campaign for Commonwealth Court. How are you, Matthew?
I'm fine. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for voters to put you in this office and to make you our next Commonwealth Court judge.
Well, you've been very good about following my campaign, and I called in to express my thanks. And we just need to remind people that tomorrow's race is all about voter turnout. That's what it is. And so I've hit all 67 counties last week. I was in my last county. It's Forest County. I was very proud. It's up not too far from Erie County, so it was easy to get to. But there's more deer than people in Forest County.
How about that?
And they're very proud of the fact that they don't have a traffic light in the entire county.
How neat is that? I mean, that's Well, you know, James Carville, he's a goof, but he had a good saying. He said, you've got Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Alabama in between, and I guess that's part of Alabama, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to be quoting him for for authoritative anything. But,
I know.
He's getting crazier and crazier the older he gets.
But, yes.
That was a funny line that he had. What I've noticed, you know, throughout the Commonwealth, and I love Northeast Pennsylvania. I've really gotten to know it a lot better as a result of this campaign. And you know, I've been to Wyoming County, and I was just in Luzerne County again recently, Lackawanna County, all the stuff that's around your area, and really, really terrific communities. And there are regional differences throughout Pennsylvania, and I like the vibe up in Northeast Pennsylvania. But everybody, to a person that I talk to, wants judges that respect the rule of law. And when we talk about that, that means, you know, upholding the Constitution, applying statutes as written, and not legislating from the bench. And one of the things that we talk about, you know, you always want to kind of bring things down to a level where you have examples and you can, you know, talk about those things. So one of the examples that I've been talking about recently is, because it has been in the news several times, is, you know, these federal judges that tell the President of the United States that he can't fire people in the executive branch, which, in my view, is crazy. And they say, well, but that's an independent agency. So I go back and I look at the Constitution. I've read it once or twice. And, you know, there's three branches. There's the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch. I keep looking for that independent branch, and I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, I mean, this is a simple exercise for these judges. All you got to do is, all right, so you got an agency. It's a government agency. Is it part of the judiciary? Well, no, it's not. Is it part of the legislature? Well, no, it's not. So that means it must be part of the executive branch. And last time I looked, the President of the United States is the chief executive. And so this idea that they can, that these judges can get outside their lane and tell the executive branch chief what he can and cannot do, is, you know, it doesn't help judges have a good reputation. It appears to be very partisan, and judges are not supposed to be partisan. And so this is a problem. You've got this whole no, no, no thing tomorrow, and that's about partisan judges.
Yep.
So we just need to keep politics out of judicial chambers and out of judicial races entirely.
Well, Matt Wolfer, we need you on the Commonwealth Court because we need to be protected from overbearing government. And that's what Commonwealth Court does. When it gives redress to people who've got disputes with government in many, many cases.
Yep. So Supreme Court Justice Brobson, who used to be the president judge of the Commonwealth Court, kind of summarized in a way that people can understand the difference between Superior Court and Commonwealth Court. The Superior Court ensures that people follow the law, and the Commonwealth Court ensures that the government follows the law. And I think that's a good way of expressing it to help people understand the difference between those two courts.
Well, Matt Wolfer, nobody has more experience in this area than you. No one's been more consistent. No one has a true judicial philosophy like you do. We need you for Commonwealth Court, and I hope you stay safe and strong on these last hours on the campaign trail.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and I've enjoyed the time spent on this show. I will just remind people one more time, tomorrow's all about turnout. You know, everybody says nobody cares about judicial races until you're standing in front of a judge, and, you know, it's an off-year election. It's not an off-year election. There is no such thing as an off-year election. And if we conservatives want to beat the Philly machine, and that's what we're up against, is the Philly machine, it's not enough to just register more Republicans. People have to get out and vote.
Amen.
With their feet. They got to go vote. And so I had a client call me last week. He said, are you still talking, you know, taking calls about stuff? Of course I am. And so we talked a little bit. And once again, the DEP, the Department of Environmental Protection, was overreaching, in my humble opinion, on what he was dealing with. And when we were done talking, he said, how can I help you next Tuesday? And I said, well, you can go out and vote and bring 100,000 of your closest friends.
Well, we wish you luck. Keep slugging it out for us right to the end. We're with you. Matt Wolfer, candidate, our candidate for Commonwealth Court, we appreciate you checking in.
Thanks so much, Bob. I appreciate it.
And feel
support.
Free to call tomorrow if you find a spare moment.
I will.
Yeah, we're here.
I'll find a moment for this show. This is a great show.
We are
Thank
here
you.
For you. Thank you.
Okay.
All
See
right,
ya.
Man. We need him there for us. Matt Wolford, Commonwealth Court. Important, important race. Somebody's got to put a check on governments abusing citizens. That's what he will do. We'll take a break for the news. I look at my Bacardo Jewelers watch. It tells me it's 10:02. That means we got to go. We'll be back after the news with Brian Hughes with our usual Monday musings. John Perillo.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.